Jose, we're on the air at 7:30 with your Flames warm-up. We've got it for you on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, and Sportsnet West on television. Want to thank Randy Hahn, the play-by-play voice of the San Jose Sharks on TV, and the color voice of the Flames, Peter Labardius, as we wrap things up for today's program. The big show is around the corner, but this has been Hockey Central at Noon on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify, ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Labardius.
The Flames are in San Jose tonight. It's a late start with our pregame going at 7:30 tonight. Play-by-play of Flames and Sharks goes at 8:30 p.m.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Cal Tire and Macklin Ford.
Here's to Black Friday surprises. The surprise of lining up in a polar vortex, and the surprise of seeing the guy who got the last parking spot also get the last gift you wanted. So this year, instead of surprise, get delight at the Lincoln Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get a $750 bonus on 2014 Lincoln models. Plus, eligible customers can also get an extra $1,000 bonus. The Lincoln Black Friday event ends December 1st. For details, visit a Lincoln retailer.
It takes a community to raise a great family. It takes a great builder to help raise a community. Shane Homes is committed to building the finest crafted homes throughout Calgary and Airdrie and giving back to the communities in which they live, build, work, and raise their families. Charitable endeavors are a cornerstone of their business, and they believe in giving back by supporting organizations that help change people's lives for the better. Good people come from strong communities, shaped by great builders. Visit ShaneHomes.com.
Order your Heart and Stroke Daily Cash Lottery tickets before December 4th for a chance to win the Early Bird Prize worth $200,000 in cash. You could win the $1 million grand prize. And with terrific 1 in 10 odds in the Daily Cash Lottery, there's $10,000 to be won daily. Plus, your ticket purchase helps create more survivors in Alberta. But hurry, there's only a limited number left. Get your tickets today. Call 1-855-515-5055 or visit heartandstroke.ab.ca/lottery. Lottery license number 379601.
Mr. Claus, I'm afraid I have some bad news. It looks like your sleigh's still in the shop.
But how are we supposed to deliver the toys to all those good little boys and girls out there?
Don't worry, I've managed to secure a backup.
If Sundance balloons can save Christmas, they can give your gift a lift, too. Ride the skies and wrap up a Sundance balloons gift certificate. Visit SundanceBalloons.com.
Up and away with Sundance balloons.
It's a Calgary tradition, American Thanksgiving and Shank Sports Grill. Call it a late lunch, an early dinner, whatever reason you have, get down to Calgary's home for the NFL for American football all day on Thursday. The boys from Sportsnet 960, The Fan's big show, will be at Shank's South all afternoon, talking sports and eating turkey Cajun style. Celebrate American Thanksgiving at Shank's North and Shank's South.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
Hi, I own my home. I need money for...
Approved.
As in approved, approved?
Approved as in approved, approved.
Wow.
Need a loan? Call Alpine Credits. Homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
Some conditions apply.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
Hi, I own my home. I need a loan.
Approved.
Yay.
Hello? Hello?
Approved?
Approved.
Yay.
Need a loan? Call Alpine Credits. Homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
Some conditions apply.
Shank's North and Shank's South are celebrating American Thanksgiving this Thursday. Shank's knows how to do it right because they're serving up Cajun turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie for $13.95. What would American Thanksgiving be without football? Three great NFL games are lined up starting at 10:30 a.m. Don't miss American Thanksgiving this Thursday at Shank's North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace Northwest, and Shank's South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
And now, the Wireless Wave Caroler.
Oh, come all ye phone-obsessed texters and mobile gamers. Oh, come ye to my social feed.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
Winter's brought the snow back to town early this year, and it's time for a set of winter tires. Right now. That's where Quick Lane Tire and Auto comes in. Get same-day service and installation with no appointment and choose from a huge selection of winter tires from all major manufacturers. Ask about other winter-ready options like heated seats, mirrors, and remote starters. Quick Lane Tire and Auto at the new Okotoks Ford, 10 minutes south of Calgary in the heart of Okotoks, or at okotoksford.com.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Communications. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Getting your afternoon started right now. It's Pat Steinberg on The Big Show. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Come with me now.
I need a new challenge. I need a legend team to know the legacy they have here, to show them the fan support they have here. That's what I make sure that I made the right decision. It took me so long time, but I'm happy to be here.
That is the voice of Pablo Sandoval, one of the big baseball free agent signings. His Major League Baseball free agency is alive and kicking. Coming up at 1:10, we'll focus in on baseball free agency with our good friend John Manuel from Baseball America. As the big show is underway, we welcome you to Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace. My name is Pat Steinberg. Before we get into some baseball talk, though, we start with Grey Cup Week, which is officially underway. The way it works at Grey Cup Week is, obviously, Monday is kind of the last media day in the team cities. Tuesday is the travel day, and Wednesday is when things kick into high gear. The coaches' conference, you start to get into the practices and all that type of stuff. So Grey Cup Week is officially underway in Vancouver as the Calgary Stampeders will take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats Sunday with a 4:30 kickoff. And as we sit, 5 days away from kickoff or 4 days away from kickoff in Vancouver, you just get the feeling that this is a Stampeders team on a mission. You get the feeling that you're going to have to sedate this group in order to stop them from accomplishing their mission, because they seem dialed in, focused, and as, I guess, emphatic on the fact that they have business that's unfinished. Yeah, they won the West Division Final. Yeah, they had one of the best regular seasons in their franchise history. But it doesn't matter unless you convert it with a championship. It doesn't matter unless you come away and play four great quarters of football come Sunday afternoon. This is a journey that started just over a year ago, according to quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell.
Yeah, Western Final last year. When that game ended, there was a very serious mindset with our guys. It's tough when you know you have the talent, you know you have the best team in the league, and you don't finish it. So in our minds, we got to make sure that no matter what, every single game was important to us. We played every single game like it was a Grey Cup. And in saying that, we're not going to treat the Grey Cup any differently. You know, we're not going to act like this game is bigger than it is. And we know the importance of the game, and it's all that matters and what we're judged on. But from the first kickoff, we got to understand it's just another football game. You know, we got to go out and play it the same and play our way. And you can't put too much weight on one mistake and you know, knock yourself down for the entire game. You can't put too much weight on a big touchdown because, you saw Hamilton, they went down early and they came back and won the game. So we got to make sure that no matter what that, you know, we keep our foot on the gas pedal and just keep driving to get more points on the board.
That is quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell of the Stampeders. Look, anything can happen in a one-game showdown. We know that. And I mean, we've seen it so many times in this league specifically. But here's what I know. And these are things that they're not even things that I think I know. These are things that I know. If the Stampeders play their game, if they play to their potential and to their capability, like they did Sunday in the West Final, they will win the football game. You know, that's what I know, because over an 18-game regular season, when the Stampeders played their game, they won football games. It took other things, and it took mistakes, and it took bad games, and them not executing for them to lose games. And they only lost 3 times all season long. So, yeah, that's what I know. I know that if the Stampeders play their game, they're going to come away with a victory. However, what I don't know and this is just the nature of sports, is whether or not that's going to happen for the Stampeders. But I do believe, knowing the clip we just heard there from Bo Levi Mitchell, knowing what we've heard from the Stampeders so far this week, knowing what we heard from the Stampeders all season long, is that they're focused, they're dialed in, and I'm more confident than I've ever been that they'll be ready to play the type of game they need to play. They'll be ready to play at their potential come Sunday afternoon. Sportsnet 960, the Fan, is all over the 102nd Grey Cup. Obviously, the Stamps are involved, so we've got a big push on for it. Kickoff is just after 4:30, so here's kind of what we've got for you coming up in the next few days. Friday from 3 till 4, it's Football Friday, so we'll have plenty of coverage on that in the full hour on the Big Show Friday. Friday is also the day that Josh and I take off and leave for Vancouver, the site of the 102nd Grey Cup. Saturday from Vancouver, we'll have a three-hour program for you from 3 till 6 Calgary time, as we'll get you up to speed and kind of set the scene as to what's happening on the ground for the 102nd Grey Cup. And then Sunday, we've got your four-hour pregame show from noon till 4 here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rob Kerr and Ryan Pinder have got it for you. They'll set things up for the 102nd Grey Cup. The Calgary Stampeders will take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Looking forward to it. And again, I'm pretty confident this is a game the Calgary Stampeders can win. I'm pretty confident if the Stampeders play their brand of football that they will win. In fact, I'm basically 100% confident that if they play their brand of football, the Stampeders will win. And from there, I guess we kind of see if the Stampeders are capable of doing that. So once again, all kinds of coverage for the 102nd Grey Cup, as we're looking forward to being on the ground. Josh and I leave Friday for Vancouver to set the scene for Calgary and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Trying to hook up with our good friend John Manuel of Baseball America, because free agency is underway in Major League Baseball, and we have seen millions of dollars thrown around from Pablo Sandoval, who we heard from to kick off the program, Hanley Ramirez, Russell Martin. Who knows how much money John Lester is going to get from the Chicago Cubs or another team. So lots of money so far being thrown around in free agency, and lots more money to be thrown around in free agency. And right now, you know what, Josh? We'll don't give him a call back quite yet. We'll kind of skip ahead and then double back on John in just a few minutes, because we'll reset Calgary Flames game day right now. The Flames take on the San Jose Sharks at 8:30 tonight. We've got a 48 here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan and on Sportsnet West. Our pregame show, Flames Warm Up, here on the radio gets going at 7:30. The most important stat about this game tonight, 8-0-1. That's Calgary's record after losses this year. And I talked about it off the top of Hockey Central at noon. All that they've done this year is bounce back the right way, impressively, from losses. They did it on Saturday. They lost Thursday to Chicago. What did they do? They came right back. And even though it was pretty miraculous, they beat New Jersey in a shootout. And the Flames, through 23 games, have yet to lose back-to-back games in regulation. They've only lost back-to-back games in any form on one occasion this year. They're a resilient group, and whatever the reasons are for why this is happening doesn't really matter to me, because it's pretty cool to see, and that's a pretty impressive stat and a pretty telling stat as to why the Flames are where they are. Can't continue forever. I mean, every team's going to lose back-to-back games in regulation. I bet you the Flames even win three or four games in a row this year in regulation, but why not push that off as long as you possibly can, right? Why not just keep on making sure you bounce back properly after losses? Devin Setoguchi is on waivers. Sounds like David Jones is going to return to the lineup tonight as well, which means they will make a roster move, or will have to make a roster move. Just getting confirmation on what that roster move will be, but a pretty good idea that maybe we can pass along to you here in the next hour or so. It seems like it's going to be the self-explanatory move, but with maybe just a little bit of an interesting wrinkle to it. Devin Setoguchi on waivers, by the way, 100% the right call. They gave him more than enough time to try and make this thing work. It didn't work. And as a result, now we're talking about a guy who can be reassigned to the AHL come tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. if he's not claimed. I don't think he's going to get claimed. It just doesn't seem like a guy who has all that much cachet at this point around the league. It's time for the game in a minute as we look back to Tuesday night in Anaheim. It's brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, home of the $400 GMC Sierra Crew Cab 4x4. Zero down. You pick the term. Visit Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Let's take you back to the Honda Center in Anaheim.
Welcome back to the PlyGem broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Site for Game 1 of the Flames' three-game road trip versus the Ducks. He'll knock it in behind the Flames net again. It's centered in front, and they score! From the far corner, Matt Bolesky. Throwing towards the net by Beauchemin. Bouncing puck, and they score! Jonas Hiller stopped the first shot, couldn't control the rebound. Palmieri will dump it in and give chase. Hit by England behind the Flames net. Palmieri wins the battle, shoots and scores. Monahan drops. Brody winds, fires and scores. TJ Brody leans into a shot and blows it right by Frederik Andersen. Now Brody, far side, Giordano shoots and he scores. Mark Giordano hammers the puck to the Ducks net. It may have been tipped in front, and with 25.4 seconds left, the Flames are back to within one. Getzlaf will grab the puck, and the find-a-way Flames can't come from behind tonight. Ducks put the puck in the net, but I believe after the buzzer. And the final score here at Honda Center tonight, the Ducks 3, the Flames 2. But boy, did the Flames make it interesting.
Yeah, they did, although they've got to stop falling behind after 40 minutes of play. It's weird. I thought that game last night, a better all-round effort for the Flames than perhaps what we saw in their game against the Ducks last Tuesday. The game in Anaheim was better, I thought, than I thought the home game was. Yet Calgary won the home game and lost the road game. But that's the way she goes in this sport. It happens that way sometimes. That's the game in a minute. Brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Home of the $400 GMC Sierra Crew Cab 4x4. Zero down. You pick the term. Visit Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Josh, maybe give our good friend John Manuel one more try. Other than that, we'll maybe say no. We won't say no. We'll just get told no. But, yeah, maybe give John one more try, and then if we can't hook up, we'll just move on from that and maybe try him again tomorrow or Friday. John Manuel was going to come on and join us and talk a little bit about Major League Baseball free agency because there's been some big money thrown around. In fact, $183 million combined the Boston Red Sox have given to Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. We know $82 million over 5 years with Russell Martin and the Toronto Blue Jays, and other potential big money is being thrown around as well. So that's kind of what we're talking about right now when it comes to Major League Baseball free agency. However, at this point, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to hook up with John Manuel of Baseball America, which is okay. Okay, he's a busy man, maybe working on something right now. I want to read a few texts at 960-960. The news of the day has Devin Setoguchi being placed on waivers. This one says, with Setoguchi on waivers, is this any indication that one of our players in IR is close to returning? It could mean that. Yeah, it could be that type of scenario, and it could be that we're talking about a Joe Colburn or a Matt Stajan or somebody like that coming back. I think what it does is gives you a little bit of flexibility when that does happen, because I think you've got some moves that you can make. I think you've got some potential avenues that you can explore. You could try... you could obviously put Berchi back in the American Hockey League. I think putting Corbin Knight back in the American Hockey League and Michael Ferland back in the American Hockey League are kind of the easier moves to make. And then you throw Setoguchi into that mix. Well, there's four spots opened up for, you know, the three players that might be returning. Because I think we're a little further away from Michael Backlund getting back. I think we're probably within a month. Like, in the next month, we probably will see Colburn, Raymond, and Stajan back in the lineup and back with this team. And if that's the case, with Setoguchi going on waivers and then Knight, Berchi, and Ferland down to the American Hockey League, it probably makes sense. And for, you know, a guy like Berchi, I don't think anybody's really going to argue that, you know, sending him back is probably the right move. Obviously, Corbin Knight, I think we could easily make the case that's the right move. A little bit more difficult with Ferland because he's progressing, he's doing some nice things, but he's going to play more in Adirondack. He's going to be given top-line minutes and every situation minutes in Adirondack, and not a bad thing for him to go down there. I think Granlund and Juris are probably safe, and you're probably able to keep them up here, but that's kind of the way things are looking right now when it comes to the Flames. This one says, Setoguchi just isn't that good, period. His best season was played with Joe Thornton as his center. Why are we so let down that it didn't work out? Would we be this surprised if it was Chichu on waivers today? Well, I think we would be surprised if it was Chichu, because Chichu's not in the National Hockey League. But I understand the point that you're trying to make. I mean, Devin Setoguchi came in kind of on his last legs, or with a last opportunity in the National Hockey League. Things did not work out with Winnipeg. Things did not work out with Minnesota. So it was kind of like last chance saloon for Devin Setoguchi. And in this case, it doesn't end up working out. And what's disappointing is that there just was nothing. You didn't see a ton of urgency in his game. And I'm not trying to say that he wasn't trying. I don't know if that's the case, but from our standpoint, from a viewing standpoint, it wasn't as if he we saw a ton of urgency or a ton of desperation in his game. 12 games played, no points, just 12 shots and a minus 7. Devin Setoguchi, plain and simple, didn't even make a little impact on this team. And when you're a group that is so reliant on rolling players and kind of evenly distributing your forwards, if you're not contributing, then you're hurting the team. And that's the way I think the Flames ended up seeing it. I don't have a problem, though, with the Flames making the move. I know that a lot of people are criticizing now the decision. I know a lot of people have criticized the decision in the past, and why did they go out and sign it? Look, the Flames are rebuilding. The Flames are looking at improving long-term. So a 27-year-old who you get on a very reasonable, flexible one-year contract, if it works out, maybe you found something down the right side, a position in your organization that you're not very deep in. If it doesn't work out, oh well, they're clearly prepared to put him in the American Hockey League. He doesn't hurt your cap whatsoever. So it's a very low risk, if not no risk situation. So I have no problem with the theory of the Calgary Flames signing Devin Setoguchi. It's kind of along the same lines as, you know, them going out and signing Roman Cervenka 2 years ago and giving him a shot. This was more of a reclamation project, whereas that was more of a first-time project. But nonetheless, moves like that and decisions like that are things that I think every team in similar spots as Calgary and every team trying to ascend and climb that ladder needs to do. So I want them to make more moves like that. And eventually, one day, you're probably going to hit on one. And, you know, I mean, for instance, the Detroit Red Wings hit on a guy like Danny Cleary. And we've seen numerous examples in the past of guys who get that one-year contract, and all of a sudden, they turn into guys that are long-term fits in the organization. And that does not look like it's going to be the case with Setoguchi. But if they were to do it again next year for the same reason, I'd be all for it for the Flames, because I think it's something you need to do as an organization. Pat Steinberg along with you live from Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace as we're here for every Flames road game, Calgary and the San Jose Sharks tonight. 8:30 start. We've got your Flames warm-up starting at 7:30. Coming up on Saturday, the Flames are taking on the Arizona Coyotes on the road, and then at the Dome, the Calgary Hitmen in action. They'll be taking on the Vancouver Giants, and Rogers, Sportsnet 960, Breakfast Television, all going to be down there for Fame for Food. You're invited to join us, City Television, and a whole lot more down at the Saddle Dome, because what we're doing is gathering donations for the Calgary Food Bank for the holiday season. And if you bring a non-perishable food item or a cash donation to the Calgary Food Bank to the Saddle Dome on Saturday, you've got an opportunity to record a holiday greeting, and then your holiday greeting could be aired on Breakfast Television on City TV. It's a pretty cool thing, and as much as, you know, we call it Fame for Food, you're never going to be as famous as Ted Henley. I mean, that's nobody is, but you still get to be on BT. But the best part is you're helping out the Calgary Food Bank, and this is the time of year, not just the food bank, Mustard Seed, and so many other kids sport, so many other of these charitable organizations who are, you know, they're trying to help people in areas of need. The holiday season is kind of the time when I think they have the most demand, because not only are there more people, but as a family, you want to make things special for the kids. As a family, you want to make things special for everybody. So, you know, that's maybe when you would use or lean on the Calgary Food Bank a little bit more. So, thank you in advance for helping out with donations to the Calgary Food Bank. Fame for Food, Saturday at the Saddle Dome, when the Calgary Hitmen take on the Vancouver Giants. So record your holiday greeting. A couple more at 960-960. Setoguchi has never been the same since he fell on his shootout attempt at Price. Shows you his confidence level. I don't know if that is an accurate statement, but that is one of the more humorous moments in recent memory in the National Hockey League. Jose writes, Pat, now that our veterans are going to be slowly rolling back into the lineup and with the success of some of the younger guys, do you think that will make anybody expendable? Well, it has made Setoguchi expendable, and I think that it might, you know, for not force the Flames, but make the Flames think a little bit harder about some other players. So do I think there's a possibility of that, Jose? Yeah, I do. I really do, and we'll see how that ends up happening. And obviously, some of those veterans have got to play well, but I do think guys like Granlund and Juris have done enough to stay in the lineup, and Calgary will do all they can to keep them at the National Hockey League level, and I do believe they'll be successful in being able to do that. The text line's open all day, 960-960. It's a rather high-profile return tonight. That's on Around the NHL next, but first, we've got Don Cherry and Brian Williams on Grape Line. You're locked on The Big Show here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, covering the world's fastest game. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League.
And once again, coast to coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grape Line. Grapes has been talking about travel and the buses, all that snow in Buffalo last week. The New York State Thruway closed. You said, nah, this is nothing compared to what we used to go through.
We used to do it, I remember, 5:30 in the mornings, 4 o'clock in the mornings. I'd see the farmers getting up, and they'd be milking cows, and I'm thinking I'd be better off being a farmer.
Hang on, you're a hockey player, back after this.
Grape Line is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire Chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
Ryan, I gotta kind of describe the buses for you. They were big buses. They were, like, and I said it earlier, that some, when I first started out, they had no bathrooms, if you can believe it. But yeah, it was the funniest thing. We had leather seats, and the leather seats were wide, and you know, they were comfortable. I have to admit, a lot more comfortable than the ones when I was with the junior club, and we used to come from the Sioux all the way to Mississauga in one night. They were hard. These ones were soft. I shouldn't say this, it's kind of ignorant, but some of the guys got hemorrhoids because they sat on these seats for about 10 hours. But I have to tell you, we'd be sitting there, and I'd wake up when I first was a rookie. I wasn't smart enough. There'd be actually snow on top of me because the windows, they were so old buses, their draft was coming through. And I used to see the veterans, when they'd leave, they'd take tape out of the rooms. And I wonder, what the heck did they tape? And what we did, we used to have to tape the windows up. Believe it or not, we had to tape the windows up to keep the snow, and that's a true story, and the wind from coming through. And another thing that I always remembered, we could always tell whether we're in New York, Ohio, or Pennsylvania, because one would have cement, one would have asphalt, and the cement ones would go ka-clunk, 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 and you'd fall asleep going ka-clunk, ka-clunk, and then you'd hit Ohio, they had asphalt, and it was smooth sailing all the way.
Brought to you by the Prostate Cancer Center. If you're over 40, it's time you got your baseline PSA blood test. The Man Van Mobile Clinic could save your life by early detection of prostate cancer. Click getchecked.ca.
Brian, let me just tell you again, I told you about the seats. Nowadays, they have video games up on the board there if you want. They have radio, they have TV, and best of all, Brian, I would have died for one of these. Along the tops, believe it or not, they have beds that you can sleep along the beds. I guess the vets get it first, but I would have died many of the time because we used to sleep sideways all the time. And I tell you, you'd wake up, your back would be killing you. But the buses today, they're floating luxury liners as far as I'm concerned.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click ComedyCave.com.
Canadians across the country are...
We interrupt our own commercial to bring you the Ford Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get an additional $750 towards most new 2014 Ford models. Also, get as low as 0% APR financing for up to 72 months, or up to $9,000 in rebates, and up to $1,500 for loyalty and conquest customers on select new 2014 vehicles. Get the most out of your Black Friday weekend with an additional $750 bonus. Ends December 1st, so hurry to your local Ford store.
See Ford.ca for terms and details.
United Fabrication is a leader in the manufacturing of custom equipment for the oil and gas industry. From production tanks and mud systems to drilling rig fabrication, United has a highly efficient fabrication facility to meet your specific needs and pass cost savings on to you. A commitment of excellence is the business standard for every one of United Fabrication's clients. United Fabrication, your single source equipment fabrication solution for the oil and gas industry. Learn more at unitedfab.ca.
It's a Calgary tradition, American Thanksgiving and Shank Sports Grill. Call it a late lunch, an early dinner, whatever reason you have, get down to Calgary's home for the NFL for American football all day on Thursday. The boys from Sportsnet 960, the Fan's Big Show, will be at Shank South all afternoon talking sports and eating turkey Cajun style. Celebrate American Thanksgiving at Shank's North and Shank South. El
Tabador! Right now at Kudo, you can get a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Which means it's time to update my wish list. Nexus 5? Check. $50 bonus gift? Check. That just leaves the soap on the rope and some new light bulbs for my tanning bed. Industrial strength. Hurry in for a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Offer ends December 31st. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you're considering investments in the Canadian marketplace, then you'd be remiss not to consider
Best Buy's Black Friday sale. With fantastic markdowns on the greatest tech, you'll find amazing prices store-wide.
So, if you're serious about seriously investing in yourself, do not miss it.
Best Buy's Black Friday sale starts this Friday. Hurry in for crazy door crasher deals and hot prices on perfect gifts. Most stores open early this Friday. See bestbuy.ca.
Hope Street is Canada's 2014 Property Management Firm of the Year. And now they're bringing their expertise to the condo market. Introducing Hope Street Condo Management. If you're on a condo board and struggling to keep residents satisfied, call us. From maintenance to payment collection and general day-to-day management, Hope Street Condo Management can make your life on the board a whole lot easier. Visit hopestreet.ca. That's hopestreet.ca.
The 25th anniversary of Swiss Chalet's Festive Special. And we're celebrating with our Festive Scratch and Win Contest and a total of $5 million in prizes. You'd think a Swiss Chalet Festive Special with stuffing, cranberry sauce, and five Lindor chocolates for $12.99 would be celebration enough. But we figured an anniversary calls for something bigger, like a chance to scratch and win a grand prize of $25,000. Celebrate 25 years of the Festive Special at Swiss Chalet.
Could it be the best Jetta ever and the most rewarding? We think so. Hi, Jim here from South Centre Volkswagen, South Calgary's VW dealer. The 2015 Jetta has arrived. An IIHS top safety pick. Check it out online. And it comes standard with Bluetooth and rear view camera for as little as $199 per month with zero down. See South Centre Volkswagen for details. South Centre Volkswagen, off Deerfoot Trail South at 24th Street Southeast, or online at southcentrevw.com.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Watch every CFL and NFL game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your secret seat is Y28. Y28.
It's the fastest game on earth around the NHL right now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Flames game day, Calgary and the San Jose Sharks. The news of the day is this. The Flames, first of all, have placed Devin Setoguchi on waivers. David Jones will return to the lineup tonight, though, but it's not that simple because Setoguchi's still on the roster as it stands right now. He won't be off the roster until they reassign him, and they can't reassign him or until he's claimed, but that can't happen until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If the Flames want to bring David Jones into the lineup tonight, they're going to have to make another roster move. Sounds like Corbin Knight is going to be reassigned to Adirondack of the American Hockey League. But here's what I'm hearing. The Flames, and this is from a few people I've talked to now. It sounds like the word is that Knight would be reassigned and then recalled after Setoguchi's waiver situation is cleared. So it would be a paper transaction, but they do have to put him on a plane. That's the way it goes. It's NHL rules. You can't just reassign a guy and keep him there. You've got to physically put him on a plane. So that's how it sounds like they'll get David Jones back into the lineup. Don't be surprised, though, if Corbin Knight's back in and recalled prior to Saturday's game against the Arizona Coyotes. We shall wait and see, but it sounds like Knight will be reassigned, which will make room for David Jones to return to the roster. My name is Pat Steinberg. Josh Humphries is back at Sportsnet 960 World Control as we take you on a spin around the NHL. And Josh, we've got a high-profile return to kick things off.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, the New York Rangers.
A lot of eyes around the hockey world will be on this one tonight when the Rangers head to Tampa to take on the Bolts. The game will mark the first time that Martin St. Louis will play there as a visitor since being traded last season. A lot of question on how the crowd will react tonight, and St. Louis hopes the fans will respect his decision to leave.
I'm expecting the worst and hoping for the best, Rick. I don't know. I feel their pain if they're angry. I just hope they respect my decision. I've said it before. I can honestly look at myself and know that I gave everything I had, heart and soul, to this franchise for a long time. So I feel like, I respect if they're disappointed, and I just hope that, they respect, my decision.
You know what, Josh? If I'm a fan of the Lightning, I might be a little choked the way the whole thing went down, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? He basically forced his way out. He said, trade me and I'm only going to the New York Rangers. And that's kind of a difficult situation to put a team in. Now, credit to Steve Yzerman, and thank goodness the situation worked out the way it did, because they got quite a lot in return. Ryan Callahan, some high picks and that type of stuff. They got a good return for Marty St. Louis, far more than, for instance, the Flames got for Jerome Iginla in a lot of ways.
Oh,
But still, the way it all went down and the way it looks from a fan's perspective, if they're angry at him, if they don't give him the most friendly reception tonight, I can totally understand why.
Yeah, I completely would understand why the fans would be upset and the fans are going to boo, but at the end of the day, I hope the fans remember the good things that Marty St. Louis did. The guy that brought this team a Stanley Cup back in 2004. All the memories that he brought with some offensive abilities and being that guy that was the heart and soul of that team for a little bit as well. When Vinny LeCavalier kind of tailed off a bit and Steven Stamkos wasn't quite at the level he is yet, St. Louis was kind of the guy that really helped take Steven Stamkos to the next level as well. So there's so many positive memories there. Yeah, I understand that you're upset, but if you're at the end of the day, you mentioned it right there. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, it's worked out pretty good for your franchise. You got a pretty good player in Ryan Callahan who has helped you guys get to the level you're at right now. You've got those first round draft picks. So you got a pretty good return from Marty St. Louis as well. It wasn't like he left high and dry and you guys got nothing back and your franchise is left in a very bad, vulnerable situation. You're not at all. You're looking pretty good right now. So I understand where there's going to be some boos and there's going to be some anger because, yes, the way it ended was probably not the way you would want it to end. But at the same time, for everything that Marty St. Louis did for the Tampa Bay Lightning and that organization, I really hope that maybe they can remember that instead. And like Marty St. Louis said, respect his decision a little bit. He's an older guy, past his 40s, getting into his 40s, probably more family-oriented at this point than he is about his hockey career. Has to start thinking about what's best for his family. His kids are getting a little bit older at this point in time, too. So that's the reason why he made that decision. So I just hope the fans of Tampa Bay can remember the good times a little bit as well. I do expect there to be some boos, maybe during the game when he touches the puck, they could boo. Uh-huh. But at the start of that game, I would hope the organization puts a little video tribute or a thank you, Marty, thing on the board, and the fans give him a nice little ovation to at least start the game.
If it was me, I'd boo him. But that's because I'm a vindictive, glass-half-empty individual.
You're just a horrible human being.
I'm a horrible person.
Horrible guy.
If I was a Lightning fan, I'd boo Marty St. Louis. No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would understand if there's a little bit of anger to start with. But look, you're right. He did mean a lot to the organization. We'll see how it all goes. And you have to imagine this is a pretty emotional night for Marty St. Louis. Louis. I know he's already played the team once, but that was at Madison Square Garden. This is a much different scenario, and it's one of those scenarios where, you know, if he's got some emotions running through him and if he's a little amped up or nervous or whatever it might be for this one tonight, I totally understand. So I'm quite curious as to how it all goes in Florida tonight. The Lightning come into the game second in the Atlantic Division, while the Rangers looking for a third consecutive win. So it's the return of Marty St. Louis to his old stomping ground, where he won an Art Ross Trophy, won a Stanley Cup, and became one of the, if not the most important member in the history of the Tampa Bay Lightning organization. He returns tonight as a member of the New York Rangers. That's what's going on in that one of many matchups on the NHL ice tonight.
The Toronto Maple Leafs, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Another big matchup tonight is the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's Wednesday Night Hockey, Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey on Sportsnet Television Network tonight. It's a big test for the Leafs as they head to Pittsburgh and battle the Penguins. The Leafs will get both Joffrey Leupel and David Booth back in the lineup, as we talked about yesterday. For David Booth, he's excited to join a Toronto team that he feels is actually playing okay right now.
It's fun watching these guys play. You know, we do have a good team. You look at it, and guys have been playing well. You know, you're going to lose throughout the year. That's expected, but the way that they've responded is very positive for our team.
Not sure where David Booth was last week during that 9-2 loss and that whole disaster going on for the Toronto Maple
missed
Leafs.
That.
He must have missed that. But at the end of the day, the Toronto Maple Leafs are a team, I guess, Pat, they're very inconsistent. That's the problem with them right now. But they're three games above 500. They've won a couple straight coming into this game. Yes, they're up and down and have been a roller coaster throughout the regular season. They're going to get David Booth in the lineup for the first time and Joffrey Leupel back. What do you see happening with this Toronto Maple Leaf team? I think this is a Toronto team with getting these two guys back in. It's going to help Leupel more so than David Booth. Booth's probably just going to be a depth guy, third, maybe fourth line guy that, you know, is going to be there. I think Joffrey Leupel can help you on your top six for sure. But what do you see happening with the Toronto Maple Leafs? I really wonder if this is something that could help them kind of sustain where they are right now. They're a playoff team as it stands right now. Very early, yes, we know that still. But the Toronto Maple Leafs, I think this getting those two guys back can probably help them maybe maintain that level.
Yeah, I think it'll help them. I still don't think the Maple Leafs are poised to break away from the pack or anything like that. I think that they're probably a team that's in the West Eastern Conference pack all year long, and that's kind of where they are. Whereas the Penguins, they're one of the powerhouse teams in the Eastern Conference, and so this is a game that they should probably win tonight. But you know, and let's not forget the games that Crosby and Malkin always seem to have against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's one of the favorite narratives of the Toronto media. But yeah, I think the Maple Leafs are an okay team. I think they're a potential playoff team. They're a team that can fight for a wild card spot. But getting Leupel back helps him. I have no idea what David Booth is going to do, just because I'm not really all that sold on what Booth is as an impact NHLer anymore. But Leupel for sure, there's no doubt about it. That helps them, and it makes it so they can have a better shot at staying in this race when it's all said and done.
Yeah, really excited to see. Well, I'm not really excited to see what happens.
Excited is the wrong word, Josh.
Yeah, if not for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But, I mean, they get some guys back in the lineup. I think it's going to help this team maybe push for a playoff spot. But they've got to find a way to be more consistent. The play they had last week of some lopsided losses, then you get some big wins. You go on the road and get some wins. You got to find a way to be consistent, because hovering around this point is not going to help you much, because there's going to be a team that's going to get hot at some point in the season and come and pass you in the standings. But that's what's happening with Toronto taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight.
The Colorado Avalanche.
It was quite the night last night for the Avalanche after they came from behind to beat the Arizona Coyotes. They've made some moves today, announcing that defenseman Carl Stollery has been recalled from Lake Erie. Goalie Semyon Varlamov, who's out with a groin injury, has been placed on IR retroactive to the 15th of this month. That opens up the roster spot. The team was in action last night. They fell behind 3-0 early to the Coyotes, forcing former Flames goalie Reto Berra to be pulled. That seemed to spark the team, because they would score four unanswered, including Daniel Briere's overtime winner. After the game, head coach Patrick Waugh was very happy with his team's come-from-behind effort.
Tonight, I think that's the story of the night. I mean, we down 0-3 and coming back, and like I said to the guys, I mean, let's go and win the second period and see where we are after. I mean, all last year I was reading a lot of comments on our team, how resilient we were, and we were playing with no fear, and we're always going at the other team, and that's what we did. And I was very happy with our one-on-one battle. I mean, we compete well, And obviously, I mean, we put a lot of puck on net then. No, I'm very, very proud of our players tonight. I mean, the way they battled, I mean, through this one.
Patrick Waugh's team coming from behind two straight. Here's the fun part. They've come back in games where they've fallen down 3-1 and 3-0 against Carolina and Arizona, respectively. That's the fun part. Here's the not-so-fun part. Reto Berra has allowed three goals on very few shots in two consecutive games and has been yanked, and the Avalanche are still below 500. They're fun, but they're coming against not very good teams. Carolina and Arizona, neither are playoff teams. And yeah, the Avalanche has picked up wins. They need those wins, but they're going to need to start playing much better hockey, especially against the teams that they're going to need to beat if they want to have any shot of getting back in this playoff race. So, yeah, they've been fun come from behind wins, and Patrick Waugh is a little bit happier with the results that he's seeing, but I still don't know how positive the overall outlook is right now for this Avalanche group.
Yeah, they're like the Calgary Flames. They cannot keep, you know, shooting themselves in the foot and digging themselves holes because you can't come back in every single game. Sure, it's great to do that. You did it against the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are not a very good team. They're, you know, I guess tied for points with the Colorado Avalanche at this point in time. So you guys are on the same level. So you got to give yourselves credit for that. But at the end of the day, you can't keep doing this to yourself. You got to find a way to turn things around. You're not getting any goaltending whatsoever. Reto Berra was awful last night. That third goal that went on him went like it literally went right through him. He looked like he had that squeeze. It went right through him into the net.
Yeah.
And you're going to start Kelvin Pickard tonight when you take on the Chicago Blackhawks. So now you're down to your third string goaltender. Varlamov's on IR. You know, you don't know what's going on with him. He hasn't been very good this season. Those guys that came through with those huge performances for you last year, they haven't stepped up like they did last year this season so far for you. So you've got a lot of things you got to work on right now. You've allowed 70 goals so far this season. That's a lot for your team to give up when you know, considering what you did last year. Your goal differential is minus 13 right now. So you got to find a way to get the offense going. You've got to find a way to get better defensively. And I really wonder what's going to happen there in Colorado, if we're going to see some sort of a trade or some sort of a move, maybe trade one of those offensive guys away to get some defensive help there, because I think that's right now what really seems to be the problem in Denver.
Yeah, and I mean, the Berra's got to be better, and I guess maybe if you're Patrick Waugh, you start Calvin Pickard, because he shut the door the rest of the way yesterday. He's got to you almost have to go to Pickard now in their next game. They will tonight,
yeah,
but
he is, yeah.
Because it's a back-to-back, but you almost have to go to Pickard after this one. Because,
let him run with it, yeah.
Exactly. Berra's been no good. Varlamov's on IR, so I mean, why not? If you're having absolutely no success with Berra, you might as well give it to the young goaltender and see what he's all about. But we'll see if that's the way they go about things. The Avalanche have been able to pick up some wins in the last couple of games, although not necessarily the script they want to keep on rolling with. That's what's going on with the Avalanche.
The St. Louis Blues.
Well, the St. Louis Blues also have some goaltending issues to deal with, as Brian Elliott did not return in a game yesterday against the Ottawa Senators because of a lower body injury that he suffered at the 6:02 mark of that period, as Eric Condra tumbled over him during that game. It appeared that Elliott's right leg buckled. Blues coach Ken Hitchcock did not have an update on Elliott after the game. He said that in a quote, "We'll let you know Wednesday," he said. Injuries are part of it. We'll see how long he's going to be out for. But today they did recall goaltender Jordan Binnington from the Chicago of the American Hockey League under emergency conditions right now. Elliott did stop 16 shots in that game, was replaced by Jake Allen, with the Blues leading 2-0. Jake Allen, unfortunately, did not have a good finish to that game, as the Ottawa Senators would come back and tie it and then win it in a shootout, as you mentioned, in Hockey Central at noon. But that's a huge blow for the St. Louis Blues if Brian Elliott is out. I do like Jake Allen as a goaltender, but Brian Elliott has been a pretty significant piece of giving St. Louis some consistent goaltending this year, and that's going to be pretty tough if he's out.
I mean, the good news is you've got a guy like Jake Allen who I think that we're all kind of waiting to maybe grab those reins and turn into the number one guy. So that's the good news, is that they do have some goaltending depth. That's why they were able to trade away Jaro Halak during the offseason, because they felt that Elliott and Allen were their tandem. But now without Elliott, it's a little bit, you got a little bit less of a safety net, because if Allen struggles and he's not where you want him to be, then next thing you know, he's kind of, you know, you're kind of forced to keep on going back to him. So the Blues lose for the first time last night when trailing after 40 minutes, but this team is still, whether it's Elliott or Allen, I think we're still pretty confident this Blues team is going to be fighting right near the top of the Western Conference for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I absolutely would expect them to. They lead the Central Division, are tied right now I guess with Nashville 30 points for the lead in that Central Division, I don't see the Predators sustaining where they are. I think the Predators are a good team, but I think St. Louis, Chicago will be the two teams at the end of the day battling for that Central Division title. But as of right now, it's going good for the St. Louis Blues, and you hope that it's nothing too serious to a goaltender like Brian Elliott. But that's what's happening in St. Louis.
And that's our spin around the National Hockey League. We'll do it again at the same time tomorrow. Josh, what day is it today?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy.
Oh, there you go. Yep, the commercial's about 2 years old, and it still gets me every time. Every single time. Happy hump day, everybody.
Happy hump day.
And Josh has been hard at work getting you set for tonight's game. We've got everything you need to know about the matchup with the Sharks this evening around the corner. The big show continues next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Boomer is on the road for Black Friday. The boys from the morning show will be live at Tuxedo Source for Sports on Center Street, just north of 16th Avenue. Black Friday this week. Get your Christmas shopping done early for sports fans on your list with Black Friday specials and door crashes. It's Boomer in the Morning, live at Tuxedo Source for Sports, only from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
在 Metro Fort， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Fort，
Metro Fort， 这特阿西多尼波利，波德哈。
We speak your language. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Metro today and swap your ride. Get a no extra charge winter safety package, which includes tires, rims, and sensors. See paper for details. It's car buying simplified at Metro Ford. We speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or metroford.ca.
Shanks Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shanks is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team building event or a personal occasion, Shanks expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
So 6,000 people were surveyed. The results were clear. Visions Electronics is the destination of choice for experienced consumers who want to replace and upgrade their electronics. The survey also concluded Visions has the products consumers want in stock and the staff know their stuff. Seems to me that if more first-time buyers shopped at Visions, they'd be less replacing and upgrading. Get it right the first time, 365 days a year. Visions Electronics. The better price, the wider choice, the smarter advice.
The integral from negative infinity gears to
at Devon Canada, we have a fresh formula when it comes to your engineering career. F equals flexibility and freedom. C equals a career path worth taking. P equals possibilities. And V equals value, as in the value you'll add to our team. As one of Canada's leading heavy oil producers, Devon has the right mix of challenges, opportunities, and rewards. To learn more about why Devon is the place for your next big career move, visit formula.devonenergy.com. Your perfect formula starts here.
High omega distillation column X.
Here at Rocky Mountain Equipment, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case construction equipment. Only CNH original parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case construction equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. For a full line of Case construction equipment and CNH original parts, visit our Calgary dealership today. Rocky Mountain Equipment. Dependable is what we do.
It's a Calgary tradition, American Thanksgiving and Shank Sports Grill. Call it a late lunch, an early dinner, whatever reason you have, get down to Calgary's home for the NFL for American football all day on Thursday. The boys from Sportsnet 960, The Fan's Big Show, will be at Shank South all afternoon, talking sports and eating turkey Cajun style. Celebrate American Thanksgiving at Shank's North and Shank South.
Hi there, radio listener. I was just getting into the festive spirit. I have a crackling hearth and a woolen sweater, which I'll describe to you because this is radio. It's red. I'm enjoying a tall, refreshing glass of holiday nutmeg. Mmm, delicious. Since 1910, Ben Moss Jewelers has made Christmas wishes come true with gifts that say, hey, I love you. Let's never forget this moment. Or, son, even though you rolled the station wagon, here's a watch from Ben Moss Jewelers set to curfew. Make your Christmas distinctively Canadian. Visit benmoss.com.
Right now at Kudo, you can get a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Which means it's time to update my wish list. Nexus 5? Check. $50 bonus gift? Check. That just leaves the soap on the rope and some new light bulbs for my tanning bed. Industrial strength. Hurry in for a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift.
Offer ends December 31st. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
Incredible sales happen in the blink of an eye. Like Chevrolet's Black Friday sale from November 28th to December 1st. For 4 days only, get up to a $1,000 bonus on select 2014 and 2015 vehicles. Plus, up to $9,000 in credits on 2014 Silverado 1500 double cabs. And up to $5,000 in credits on Cruze. Hurry into your Chevrolet dealer. Offers available November 28th to December 1st. Visit AlbertaChevrolet.com for details.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Home for Boomer and Warner in the morning and Flames hockey at night. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary. This is Josh, Did You Know That? Breaking down the barriers of the seemingly obvious in sports. The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hey, it's been a while since the Flames have taken on the San Jose Sharks, so you know what? It's only fair that we kind of give you a little bit of a refresher as to what you need to know about these two teams, specifically the opponent. I've got a busy day. I've got a four-hour show to host. I've got a Flames game to get ready for, but I won't do that till afterwards, and so I always make sure that Josh is able to help me out a little bit. He's got some very important notes to pass along from today's game. Josh, what can you tell us? What can I pass along to Lou and Derek, and what can you inform the fans about tonight?
Well, did you know, Pat, that the San Jose Sharks did actually play a pretty key role in the Flames making it to the Stanley Cup Finals back in 2004? Were you aware of that?
I'm not. That's a long time ago.
Well, not only did the Flames beat San Jose in the Western Conference Finals of that season, but Daryl Sutter, who coached the Calgary Flames that year, actually coached San Jose the previous season, was fired by San Jose to allow the Flames to pick him up.
Oh, so Daryl Sutter was coaching against his former team in the Western Conference Final.
And this is a crazy one. Mika Kiprusoff actually acquired from the San Jose Sharks in a trade of the regular season that year. And the Flames didn't even give up a roster player. Just a second-round draft pick.
So they brought in Mika Kiprusoff that year.
From San Jose.
And they played the Sharks in the playoffs?
And they played the Sharks.
That's nuts!
In the playoffs.
Whoa! That is incredible.
Incredible stuff.
Wow.
Did you know the San Jose Sharks are usually a pretty good team during the regular season?
Okay.
However, come playoff time, they seem to struggle. Since 2000,
they don't do very well in the playoffs?
No. Since that 2004 season, the Sharks have won north of 40 games every year, except for the lockout shortened season, including four 50-plus win seasons. They have made the Stanley Cup Finals during that span zero times.
They've never been in a Stanley Cup Final?
Never. Not even in their entire existence.
Have they ever won a Stanley Cup?
No. Zero Stanley Cups
They've never been in the Cup Finals, and they've never won a Stanley
Cup. But they do have a good success during the regular season.
Right. Okay, I'll make sure that that one will be good for Derek. He's a stats guy.
He loves the stats. Yeah. Make sure you pass that on to him. Did you know the San Jose Sharks wearing teal-colored jerseys when they first came into the league in 1991. Still have some teal on their jerseys. Still, the main base of their jerseys are teal. Mm-hmm. However, they're not the first team in NHL history to wear teal on their jerseys.
Well, they're not. Who's the first?
The California Golden Seals back in 1974. And you know what's also crazy?
What's that?
The California Golden Seals left the NHL because they could not get an arena that was approved by the NHL. The San Jose Sharks started in 1991 in the same arena the league would not allow the Golden Seals to play in.
Wow.
Did you know?
Did not know that.
Did you know the nickname Sharks was a selection out of over 5,000 entries from people in the Bay Area when the team first moved there? There are 7 varieties of sharks that live in the Pacific Ocean. And there are many shark research facilities in the San Francisco Bay Area. Hence, Sharks.
But can sharks skate?
Sharks cannot skate.
Okay.
And you know what? This is one that gets a lot of people here. Did you know that the arena in San Jose, commonly referred to as the Shark Tank, however, there's no actual sharks in it.
Oh,
it's just a standard NHL arena.
They don't have any sharks in the Shark Tank?
No, okay. They do call it the Shark Tank. It's just a nickname, but there's no sharks. It's a standard NHL arena.
Yeah, that's good to know. I was a little worried about
because I know Lou
Derek
doesn't
and
like,
Lou.
Yeah, Lou doesn't like sharks.
No,
so but I was he doesn't a worried have to worry.
That. Okay, that's good to know.
So there you go. That is your Did You Know of the San Jose Sharks.
I'm just glad that Lou and Derek will be safe in the Shark Tank tonight. And that stuff about Mika Kiprasov.
And that 04 stuff, yeah, the Sharks played a pretty vital role.
So that is incredible stuff. Had we known that during the Cup final? Or during the Cup run that year?
You probably could have used that. It
would have made the storylines that much better. I can't believe we didn't know that stuff.
You know, I wasn't around in 04 to do the research for you, but I am now.
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome. I hope that gives you and Rob some stuff for this afternoon.
I'll be sure to pass that stuff on to Rob. Perfect. Because I don't know. Rob was around. Like, Rob was doing the show during the 04 run.
And, I know. And
like, how could he have missed that stuff?
Like,
I don't know.
That's obvious.
I don't know. All right. There's Josh's Did You Know. As always, outstanding research.